This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas, and in Parshas Pinchas, there is an interesting discussion in the Gemara and Kedushin regarding how one of the words, or one of the letters of one of the words, is written. And many people are not aware of this, either because they have not seen the Gemara itself, or if they're not a Kohen or a Levi, they probably have not, if they get an Aliyah, they probably have not seen this part of the Torah. It's a very interesting letter, and hopefully today we'll discuss what the letter should look like and other halachos related to it. It says the Gemara in Kedushin, on the top of the page, Kedushin Samech Vav Amid Beis, Uben Gerusha Uben Chalutza Davodaso Kesheira. How do I know that Kohen, whose mother was divorced or had any other problem with his lineage, that if he does serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's okay. It's fine if he serves in the Beis HaMikdash. Minalan, what's the source? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Damar Kra, Vaisel Lol Zaro Acharav. That the kahuna, being a Kohen, will be for him and his children who come afterwards, Ben Zera Kasher, Ben Zera Pasel. Whether his parents messed up his lineage and they shouldn't have had a marriage together, or whether or not, even if the child, if he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he shouldn't have, still his service in the Beis HaMikdash is kosher. Avua de Shmuel Amar Mehacha. I have a different pasuk, he says. The Torah says in Vezos HaBracha, Bareich Hashem Chelo, that Hashem is going to bless the children, the descendants. Upoel Yadav Tirtzeh. Afilu Chulin Shubo Tirtzeh. Even if the child turns out to be chulin, that the child loses his status as a Kohen, so then his service in the Beis HaMikdash is still accepted. Rabbi Yane Omer Mehacha. I have a different pasuk. Uvasa ala Kohen Asher Yabin Yamahem. You're going to go to the Kohen in your days. V'chimala al davcha she'adam holich etzal Kohen shaloya b'yamav. What does it mean you're going to go to the Kohen in your days? Well, you're going to have a time machine, and you're going to go back in time and go to a different Kohen? That's ridiculous. So why is the Torah to say it's the Kohen who's in your days? That's repetitive. So says the Gemara, Elazeh Kasher v'nischalal v'elazeh Kasher. Even a Kohen whose parents should not have married, but they did, still his service in the Beis HaMikdash is kosher. V'nischalal Baal Mum Davidaihu P'sula Minalan. Now, what about a Baal Mum? A Kohen who has something physically wrong with him. He has something's wrong with his body that the Torah would not let him serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say he serves in the Beis HaMikdash. So how do I know that it's pasul, that it's invalid? Minalan, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Damar Krab. The Torah says, L'chein Amor, and this is this week's Parsha. Hashem says to Moshe, speaking to Pinchas, Hinni no sein lo, I'm giving to Pinchas as brisi shalom, my covenant of peace. Now that's the simple understanding. I'm giving to Pinchas my covenant of peace. Kishuhu shalem, velo kishuhu chaser. Says the Gemara, read the word shalem in the pasuk. Not shalom, the covenant of peace, but rather the covenant of being complete, of being physically complete. And therefore the Kohen can only serve in the Beis HaMikdash when there's nothing wrong with him physically. That's... No, meaning, let's say even something happens after the fact. Let's say something happens to his hand while he's a Kohen, he can't serve. Once you get a mum, once you get a physical blemish, so you can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Now, says the Gemara, that's a very nice drush you just made, but the Torah says shalom, not shalem. They're not the same word. We'll return to that idea later on, whether they are the same word. So says the Gemara, v'hashalom ksiv. It says shalom in the Torah. Amar Rav Nachman says, Vav de Shalom Ketiyahu. If you look in the Torah, the Vav in the word Shalom is Ketiyah. Well, it's not, that's the discussion. It's not clear what Ketiyah means. And we're going to see three different opinions now, what Ketiyah means. And that's going to be the debate. What is the meaning of Ketiyah? Let's see. The first approach is that the Vav Ketiyah means that it is small. We'll bring the approaches that seem to show that the Vav has to be smaller than a usual Vav in the Torah.
Yeah, I can say Ketiyah or Ketiyah.
Ketiyah.
It looks like a test, no?
Ketiyah. So it says, let's look at the sources. There's a sefer called the Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. It's not a popular medrash, but Rosada Rav Kook, a publishing house in Israel, collected all the different, these small books of Midrashim that nobody really learns, and they put them together in a grouping of these Midrashim together. So says this medrash that is attributed to Rabbi Akiva, it says, Hinini nosein lo esprisi shalom. I'm giving you my covenant of shalom. Says Rabbi Akiva, Vav Kitana. The Vav is small. Bishvil Hinini nosein lo velo la'acher esprisi shalem matana shlema. That it should be a full, complete gift. So Rabbi Akiva clearly learns what? That the Vav Kitia means that it is small. That's how Rabbi Akiva understands it. That's the word, Ketia. Nobody says that. Huh? Nobody said Ketia. Nobody said that.
It sounds like
we're on the same page. We're agreeing. So this is also the opinion of the Meiri. The Meiri writes in his Kiryas Sefer, where he discusses how to write letters in the Torah, V'haketanos hem shisha. There are six letters in the Torah that must be written smaller. Ha'echad, he shal tevas bihi baram, when creation of the world. The second small letter is the kaf of lispod Sarah v'livkosa, when Avram went to mourn Sarah. The third is kuf of katsasi b'chayai. The fourth is the Aleph of Vayikra, the famous small Aleph at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The fifth is the men of Mukuda al Mizbeach, where you put things on the Mizbeach, the mem is small. And the last one, the sixth is, Parshas Hazinu, the Yud of Milas Tishi, that should be small. And finally, says the Meiri, V'yesh mosifin vav de'es brisi shalom. Under the rubric of the small letters of the Torah, there should be six, B. There's perhaps another one, the Vav of Brisi Shalom. Again, the Meiri says that the Vav should be small. Adding to the list is Rabbeinu Bachya in this week's Parsha. Rabbeinu Bachya says, V'al derech ha-midrash, hinini nosein lo es Brisi Shalom, Vav de Shalom Ketia. He just quotes the Gemara, right? The fourth source on the page. The Vav of Shalom is Ketia. That he has to be physically complete, he can't be missing anything. If he's lacking anything, he can't serve. And this is what it says in Kedushin, and this is our tradition, Vav Deshalom Ziri. The Vav Deshalom is small. So Rabbeinu Bachya translates Ketia to mean that the Vav is small. So apparently, for Rabbeinu Bachya, the Meiri, all these Rabbanim, when they wrote their Sifrei Torah, they wrote them with a small Vav in the word Shalom. Other sources as well, as we're not going to bring here, the Yad Ramah in Kedushin also says the Vav looks like the bottom was chopped off of it, meaning it seems to look like a Yud, and that's how, there are many other sources that seem to indicate that the Vav of Shalom should be smaller. Yeah?
Is that how it is? Like a Yud, or like it shows a hit from the bottom of it?
So it means like a small, not a Yud, but a small Vav.
But not like it shows it here, which is coming up from the bottom. It's coming from the top down rather than the bottom up.
Correct. This is just how the publishers wrote it. Okay, that's approach number one, that the Vav should be small. The second approach is that the Vav should look like a Yud. Yeah.
Small sense, thinner.
Meaning shrunk. Shrunk.
Okay.
Like you grabbed the text on the computer and you made the font smaller.
It's a small font.
Exactly. Now, the next approach that looks like a Yud. There's a very important sefer that was regarding the laws of writing Sifrei Torah. It's called the Mishnas Avraham. It's written by a rabbi in about 200 years ago. So he brings a lot of sources that indicate that the Vav of Shalom should be a Yud. Should be a Yud. That's what it means that it's small. Most clearly is the Maharsha. When the Maharsha comments on this Gemara in Kedushin, he says, Vav de Shalom Ketia, Dave Le Mehavav Ketia, Kiyud. Says the Maharsha, it looks like a Yud. The Karinan Shalim. Shehu Targamo Shal Tamim. Because that would be the translation, the Aramaic translation of Tamim, that it should be perfect. Tamim means that something is perfect. So shalim is indicating that it should be tamim, that the kohen who serves should be physically perfect, and therefore we have a second approach that the Gemara says the vav should really be a yud, not a smaller vav, but rather a totally different letter, a yud. Now we're going to get to what we paskin like. How do we follow? And that's the opinion of the Ritva. The Ritva here, commenting on the Gemara, says vav d'shalom k'tiyahu nira perush shikaros bentayim, that there was a cut, a slice. And now he's attacking all the other people that said the vav is small. Because if the Gemara wanted to tell me the vav of shalom should be small, it would have said it should be zeira, it should be small. But that's not what it says. It uses the word ketia, v'naf gamin l'sifrei Torah. And says the Ritva, this is very important for how we write sifrei Torah. And he says, all the Sifrei Torah we have, make sure that it's a big, a regular size vav, but there is a break in the middle. That's how the Ritva learns. Yeah.
In the Gemara, Ketia is spelled with a hey, but the Marsha and the Ritva has it with an
O. That's just a Hebrew, in, Hebrew Aramaic difference. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
In the large print, what's the second to last word on that first line?
Shikaros?
No, up here, like right. The word before Bishvil.
Katana. Katana. The vav is katana. The vav is small.
Right, but and now you're using the word ketia. Now what's...
Ketia, that's the whole debate. The whole debate that the Rishonim are having here is what does the word ketia mean? So some Rishonim say ketia means that it's small, and some Rishonim say that it means that it's cut, that there's a slice across the middle of the vav. So that's how the Ritva learns. Adding to Ritva is the tshuva of the Radvaz. In Chelek Chesim and Kuf Pei Aleph says the Radvaz, Vav Ketia Kasav HaRitva, the Ritva says, Karusa Beintayim, like the Ritva says that there's a slice across the middle of the Vav, V'chein Badakti B'Sefer Shaba Mifez. I saw a Torah that came from Fez in Morocco. Shu Meduktak B'Tachlis HaDikduk, that was carefully written to make sure that every single thing was correct. Vehi karisa, and the vav was cut in the Sefer Torah. A regular vav, but there was a slice in the middle. Elashihi karusa ba'alchson, kechut dak, kechut hasa'ara. But it was, the slice was on a diagonal, and it was very, very thin like a hair. It wasn't like a big break, it was a very, very slight break, like a hair. Hasa'ara shemechaleko sa'vitsurasa, kitsuras vav mamish. It was mamish a vav. It was a real perfect vav, except there was a hair's breadth break in the middle. Ela shehi pesuka ba'alchson. But it was, again, it was divided on the slant. That's the Radvaz, citing the Ritva. Okay? Now, the we'll find this approach in other places here as well. We find that, and the Radvaz in the next column goes on to discuss other Torahs he saw. The Tashbates is one of the Rishonim. Now, this is not such a good source, but we'll throw it anyway. The Tashbates doesn't say that the Vav should be cut, but the first printing of the Tashbates, the publisher put a little note on the side that says that it should be cut. Is that a valid source to decide the halacha? No, not really, but it's just a historical point. That even when they printed the Tashbates hundreds of years ago, the custom was that it should be cut across in that fashion. Okay, let's turn the page to see some other sources regarding that. The Chida, Chaim Yosef David Azulai, wrote over 100 Svarim in all areas of halacha and machshava. So he writes in the Sefer LeDavid Emes, Simon Yud Gimel, he says at the end of the first line, Pinchas Esprisi Shalom, Vav Ketia, Surasa Vav Mamish. The Vav should be Mamish of Vav. No questions about it. Ella, she Pesucha Ba'alchson Kechut Dak Kechut Asara. Citing the Radvaz, there should be a cut coming across the diagonal. Very, very thin cut. Kechut Dak Kechut Asara, she Tischaleko Sabit Surasa Suras Vav Mamish. It's just that it means that it's sliced. But don't change the size of the vav. Now he says, that's ideally. But let's say you open up a Sefer Torah, and there's no slice across the middle of the vav. If your Torah does have a full regular vav, b'kara b'hem zman rav, and it was like that for a long time, lo ya'aleh ha'kores alein v'yesh lehem mamash yismechu, don't cause a fight in the community, don't have to call the sofer, leave it alone, your vav is fine, even if it's not cut. But ideally, it should be cut across the middle. That's how they seem to understand. Okay? Good. Now, how do we paskin? So we're going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chuvin, Simon Ayin Hay, is probably the most widely quoted source in this discussion, and everyone seems to rely on this Rabbi Akiva Eger. So let's see what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. This is at the end of a discussion that we'll return to in a second. But how does he say? V'anochi kasher zakini Hashem l'chtiva sefer Torah. When Hashem allowed me to write a sefer Torah, l'hasivisi l'hasofer sholich tov b'tzuras or Torah. I don't want to follow the opinion of the Or Torah, who said that should be a regular vav. V'choshish ani l'brach l'vatala chas v'shalom. Perhaps it would be a brach l'vatala on the sefer Torah. Rak l'chtov vav z'irasa. He should write the vav that is small. V'osafti l'tzeis gam kein l'irvacha d'milsa l'das haritva. But I also want to follow the Ritva at the same time. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger said, I wanted the Vav to be small and to be cut. Now, we're going to see that our Sefer Torah don't have the Vav small. The Vav is regular size, like the Ritvaz, and it's cut. But he says, Vav zirasa b'yaniach ma'ad chelek v'achar kach yichtov od kav katan kazeh. And he writes here what he wants you to see. Shalom. A regular shin, a regular lamed, a small vav with a break in the middle of the vav, and a mem. Adkan keinira l'finiastaiti, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's how I wrote my Sefer Torah when I had the opportunity. Okay, and this is what's cited, Rav Shach, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, so he writes in his commentary on the Rambam that the halacha follows the understanding of the Ritvaz, that the vav should be regular but cut. And that's how he learns all of these halachos. This is cited in a bunch of other places. The Mincha Shai is a very important book of Masorah, of how we write Sifrei Torah and how we read Sifrei Torah. He says that the vav should be cut, and the Chzam Sofer in Yoredeya Simen Reish Ayin, the Aruch HaShulchan say that we always follow the Mincha Shai when it comes to determining the text. And therefore, the regular general custom is that we do have our Sifrei Torah cut through the vav. If you look on the other sheets I handed out, they're on the table, so you'll see two examples. One is from a Sefer who writes about the lachos of writing, and you see a cut vav. And this is from a Torah here in Shul that I took out of the Aron Kodesh and I took a picture of. This is what the Torah looks like. You have a vav with a cut down the side and on the accent, just like the Ritvaz described. So that seems to be how the Sifrei Torah are written. It's said in the name of Rav Avram Yaffa, the author of the Mishnas Avram that we quoted before. So he says that he saw a Sefer Torah that was written by Rav Ephraim Sofer. Rav Ephraim Sofer was a much regarded Sofer who the Baal Shem Tov would use. The Baal Shem Tov only used Sifrei Torah from Ephraim Sofer, and he only used Tefillin written by Rav Ephraim Sofer. And he said that in his Sefer Torah, I saw that the Vav was written. So we have a strong, strong tradition to write the Vav like the Ritvaz says, like the Ritva says, and that seems to be the general custom. Now we need to get to the second part. Why is it that I did not quote for you a single Rush, Rif, Rambam, or Shulchan Aruch? I quoted all these other Rishonim. How come I didn't quote the Big Three and the Shulchan Aruch itself? Because it is not brought in the Big Three, nor by the Shulchan Aruch. And that is the next major discussion. Why is it not cited? And why are there traditions that keep a regular vav? So we have a number of things to discuss. So before we get to the answers, let's raise the question. Rav Yitzchak, I forgot the last name, so he wrote the author of the Pachad Yitzchak. Not Rav Huttner from Chaim Berlin, but the Pachad Yitzchak was one of the first encyclopedic works of Torah, where they organized things and collected ideas according to the Aleph Beis. So he writes under the title of the area of Sifrei Torah. He has a long, long piece about this. And he cites the rabbis of Venice. He says the Chachamim of Venice who rejected this entire discussion. He says that we don't paskin like Rav Nachman in the Gemara that the Vav has to be cut. And he notes that the Rif, the Rush, the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, no one cites this halacha that the Vav should be cut. We would expect, you know, these major players to discuss it when bringing the halachas of writing a Sefer Torah. And he says that the issue is as follows. The idea that there's a Vav that's going to be altered is only according to the opinion that brings the source of the Kohen not being able to serve from the Pasuk of Brisi Shalom. Right? Because he needs to make a whole drasha to explain why the Kohen, who has something wrong with him, can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Pachad Yitzchak and the rabbis of Venice, we don't paskin like Rav Nachman. We have different reasons or halachos for who and cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since we don't follow Rav Nachman regarding the halachos of who serves or the source for who and who cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, he is not the proper halacha. And if his opinion is not the halacha, so therefore, his way of writing the Sefer Torah should also not be the halacha. And he says, we follow the opinion that learns it from the Pasuk of Barech Hashem Chelo, the Pasuk of Vezoros HaBracha, and the reason why nobody cites the altered Vav is because it's not the halacha, and therefore we shouldn't be following it. And he says, the rabbis of Venice put a cheren, a punishment on anyone who would write a Sefer Torah and alter the Vav of the word Shalom. It got very heated. Very, very big discussion. Nobody was happy. So the question now is, how can we answer up the issue, and how can we approach it differently to explain why our Sefer Torah, hopefully, are kosher? What's the reason that our Sefer Torah okay? Okay, let's begin. Just before we move on, by Yemenites, the Taimanim, their Sefer Torah, the Vav is not altered. Rabbi Yitzchak Ratzabi, who's the head of the Yemenite community in Bnei Brak, so he has a beautiful tshuva, in his Toldos Yitzchak, where he writes that we don't have this tradition, and our old Sefer Torah don't have the altered Vav, so by the Yemenites also, their Vav is untouched. Let's begin. So the first is from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this is actually going back in the tshuva, I just put it out of order on the sheet. So he says as follows, still in the first column, he says, he cites Harav Beis Yosef. He cites the tshuvos of the Beis Yosef. Bezel Hashanu, kol male v'chaser tali bo badin. Every time, right, certain letters in the Torah should have letters that are not there, and certain letters are extra. For example, the word na'ara in the Torah is usually not written with a hey at the end. Even though we recite it na'ara, if I read it the way without the vowels, it would be the word na'ar instead of na'ara. That's an example where we have letters that should be there or are not there. Kamo, karnos, karnas, right? We have regarding putting blood in the mizbeach. Sukkos, sukkos. Sometimes when the Torah talks about the sukkah, sometimes it says sukkos with a vav at the end, sometimes without a vav at the end. Imshina, pasul, b'dievet. If I change it, any of those letters, let's say the Torah should have written the word sukkos without a vav at the end, and I write it with a vav, the Torah is pasul. That's only if it doesn't change the halacha. If it changes the halacha, then it doesn't matter. Now, according to the opinion that says we learn out a halacha from the fact that the vav is changed in the Torah, according to him, if I write the Torah without changing the vav, the Torah is pasul. Aval avua de Shmuel, but according to the father of Shmuel, delo tzarech lezeh hadrasha, who doesn't need this whole pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, this week's parsha, vavav ketia le'eza remez v'lo le'inyan dina. It is not the halacha. It plays no role in deciding the halacha, and therefore, if he wrote his Sefer Torah and he altered it, it wouldn't make a difference. Okay? So he says part of the issue is, does it matter if it's the halacha or not? Do we decide like this opinion? Does the extra vav make a difference in how we practice as Jews? Or does it not make a difference in how we practice as Jews? And therefore, he says, according to those who learn these halachos from the pasuk of the end of Vezos HaBracha, so it doesn't need the bracha of Brisi Shalom. It doesn't matter if you make the vav altered or not, and therefore, even if you don't split it, it's still kosher. Then he says the other idea. He says, V'im ken yesh lomar, d'mishum hachi lo hevia Rambam din vav ketia. How come the Rambam, he says, doesn't cite this whole last 20 minutes we've discussed? How come the Rambam doesn't discuss it? So he says, because the Rambam says as follows, Vizar deosios ketanos gudolos. You need to be careful about big letters and small letters. Kol ha-divarai halalu lo nemru ela le-mitzvah. The Rambam says that if a letter should be small or big and you don't change it, that's only for the sake of the mitzvah. But it doesn't ruin the Torah. If you have a Torah, he says, "Velo prat beprutrot mahu hein osios ketanos gudolos v'samach shelo yadu ala sofrim." The Rambam doesn't tell you which letters have to be big or small. Why? Because he says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that it doesn't matter in the first place because your Torah would be fine even if the letters were the same size. And on top of that, the traditions of what letters should look like is in the hands of the sofrim. It's not something everybody needs to know in the halacha. That's for the sofrim to know. Now this happens to go against a very harsh statement of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes in Yoredeya Reish Samechei that the sofrim don't know anything. He says they don't follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They don't follow any of the rules. They make up the rules that they get from their predecessors, and they don't do anything right. That's one. The Chassam Sofer has a problem with two people. He has a problem with Sofrim. They don't follow the rules. They do whatever they want. And he has a problem with Chazanim. Chazanim also don't follow the rules, and they do whatever they want. And the Chassam Sofer has trouble with both of them. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger is clearly going against the Chassam Sofer. He says the reason why none of the Rambam, the Rush, the Riff, and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring these things regarding what the letters should be is because those are traditions that are handed over to the Sofrim. The Shulchan Aruch is a book for everyone to learn, to know what to do. So those things that are special to their traditions, they don't have to tell you about it because it doesn't matter to you, because you're not going to need to know it unless you're a sofer. And therefore he says, since this is not something that will make a great difference in whether your Torah is kosher, there's no reason for them to cite it. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it should be altered. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger gets us out of this issue of how come no one says anything. The next is from the Sefer called the Naos Yaakov. The Naos Yaakov asks a question that how come in our Gemara it doesn't just say go open the Torah yourself? Why does it have to have this whole discussion? Well, in my Torah it says like this. So why doesn't it say go open the Aron Kodesh, take out the Torah, and see what it says? What are they arguing about what it is? So says the Naos Yaakov on the top of the next column. V'hacha nami besugi d'shmeisin d'kavasa d'kusha. V'shalom ksiv. Right, they asked, oh, but it says shalom in the Torah. Himir of Nachman gufei d'bay l'meimar d'shmuel. Rabbi yalefla mikoach mesora keduma d'hach vav ketiri. He had a mesora, he had a tradition that the vav was altered. Amnam. Stama de Talmuda v'Rav Yehuda de Nakat le Mishmei de Shmuel Rabbie Shu Shalem. He says that the letter should be full and complete. V'lo kishihi tar leisle deikashum mesira b'hach vav lemehabe ketia klal v'rehi kechol havayin shebetorah v'darish b'zel lashon shleimus shem toar. He says that the word shalom comes from the word shalem, complete. And therefore, he sees no issue, meaning as follows. He says that Rabbi Yehuda felt that the Vav should not be altered. But he did feel that it was written Shalom, but read Shalem, a very, very big Chiddush. He said that the argument between Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda is about whether there's a Vav that's altered or not. But Rabbi Yehuda said that the Torah's vav that's not altered, the person who reads the Torah reads it shalem, not shalom. So he agrees to the fact that you need to be complete as a Kohen. He doesn't argue with that. But he says the whole argument in our Gemara is really about the Torah. It's not the argument about who serves in the Beis HaMikdash and who doesn't, what's the source. Really, they're having a fundamental machlokus regarding, is the Vav altered or is it not altered? Okay? And it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Vav doesn't have to be altered at all. And therefore, he says, and when we have a halacha, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rav Nachman, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Sifrei Torah should not be altered. That's the opinion of the Noz Yaakov, that the Sifrei Torah should not be altered. Let's get to the last approach of Rav Shach. Rav Shach writes in his Chidushim on the Rambam, very interesting idea. A number of interesting ideas. He asks that according to the opinion that the Vav should be written like a yud, so therefore that does make a big difference because that's a ksiv versus a kri. That's the difference between the way the words in the Torah are read versus the way they are pronounced. And because according to the opinion that says that the vav should look like a yud, what's the word? Is the word shalom? No. What's the word? Shalim. That's how the word should be written in the Torah. Shalim. Okay? So therefore that makes a very big deal. It makes it a very big deal. So says Rav Shach as follows. Let's go to the second paragraph. He says, V'alkein nira lefarish shit acharos bazeh. I want to give you a totally radical view to understand this Gemara. V'deb emes zos ha'ara nechona. And not only that, I'm correct. Ma'sheheir b'sefer ha'nal ma'iparach ha'gemara v'ha'shalom k'siv. Vutzuch Rav Nachman lomar vav d'shalom k'tiyah. And Rav Nachman says the vav is cut. V'chira v'ina v'rav ashi lo yadu zos v'nisei sefer tov v'nechzei. Going back to the original question. They didn't know what a Torah looked like. They're having an argument of what's written about. What are you talking about? Just go open the Aron Kodesh and see what it is. So what's the discussion? Alkein pei rusho. Shebe'emes habeksuva b'chol svarim vav. He says, in the days of the Gemara, all the Torahs were written with a vav of shalom shalema. All the Torahs back then had a full vav. B'kechol havavim, like all the other vavs. V'alkein parach ha-gemara v'ha-shalom ksiv. Says the Gemara, all the Sifrei Torah in the world say shalom. Rav Nachman, why are you telling me it's broken? V'rak Rav Nachman tirates vav d'shalom ketia. So Rav Nachman says, I think the vav of shalom should be different. Hainu, shea kabbalah shevav zos yachal yos af ketua. Rav Nachman had a tradition that the vav could even be split. Meaning it's not an either or. Up until now, we thought the argument was either or. Either the vav is full or the vav is split. And if I have one, then the other one is wrong. Either you're everything or you're not. So says Rav Shach, no. The argument is about whether it can even be split. Everyone agrees that the vav can be completed normally if you want to. But Rav Nachman says, I have a tradition that if you person wants to, you're allowed to split the vav to make this lesson about the Kohen being shalem and he can't have anything wrong with him, whatever it is. T'chol havavin sricha la liyos shalema b'dafka. Ula mitzvah min ha-muvchar shlo yehaos yos echas gadol v'echas katana. And obviously the best thing is that they should all be the same size. Aval vav de shalom hu ketua. Aval ein perusho should sarach liyos bedafik ketia. Don't say that Rav Nachman is telling you that it has to be split. And if it's not split. And therefore says Rav Shach, how come the Rush, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch, why don't they tell you that it has to be split? Because it doesn't have to be split. It's nice if you want it to be split, but surely it doesn't have to. And therefore, Rav Shach, which I think Rav Shach's answer is the best, because it makes everyone happy. So I think Rav Shach's answer really sums up nicely to say that if you want the Vav to be split, it can, but surely it doesn't have to. And that's why we'll find many old Sifrei Torah that don't have the split Vav. I now want to get to a good Shaila that came up in Yerushalayim a number of years ago through Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But we need a little background to understand the Shaila about this case. Let's look here from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote thousands and thousands of writings. They're still working on publishing them. He had so much stuff. So he writes in a collection of works that he wrote on writing Sifrei Torah. And the last source on the page. Le'inyin imutar limchok vav be'emsa.
Shlomo Kluger, with what time? What was his...
In the 1700s.
What?
At the beginning of the 1700s, the mid-1700s.
Of Chemokrubi?
Yeah.
Because I ended it off when that was the time. His name was also Chemokrubi.
Different.
Not this one.
Not this one. Okay. La'inyan imutr limchok havav be'emsa. Nira demutr ve'ein zechok tachos. Let's say, up until now, what was the assumption? How did you write the broken vav in the Torah? You made half a line or a three quarters of a line for a vav. You stopped, and then you made a little, chik-chuk on the bottom, right? Look at the pictures, right? That's how you would write. You make a complete stop, and then add a little bit on the bottom. That was the assumption. Let's say, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, I made a full vav, and now I want to erase the middle to make it now the split vav, like the Gemara says I should, right? Can I do that? So we have an Isser when writing Sifrei Torah. Let's say I took a piece of parchment and I covered it all with ink. I poured ink all across the parchments over here. And then I went with a scraper and I scraped out around the letters to create the letters on the Sefer Torah. So you're not allowed to do that. That's called Chok Tochos. You're not allowed to engrave out the letters in the Sefer Torah. It's not considered ksiva. It's not considered writing. So says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, in this case, is that considered chok tachos? If I need to write a broken vav and I erase the middle of the vav, is that considered writing a vav or is that considered scraping out a vav? So he says, you're changing the letter. You're not making a new letter, you're changing it. And then he says, on the other hand, this is the way you should write the vav. Why? The word ketia means broken. That you did something to break the vav. If the Gemara would have said the vav should be pesuka, it should be split, so that would mean is, I write half a vav, I take a break, and I write another half a vav. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, no. The whole point is that it should be actively, I have a good vav, and I break through it to make it look split. The pesuka mashma mitchilasa, avaloshim ketua mashma shahaisa shlema, that it was a good vav, and I broke it. Okay? So that's how Rosh Shlomo Kluger says it. In Yerushalayim, about 40 or 50 years ago, the following question came up. The sofer wrote the Torah, and he wrote the word Brisi Shalom with a regular vav. And the person who paid for the Torah looked at the Torah and said, the vav is complete. It's supposed to be broken. So the sofer didn't know what to do. He was afraid that if he erased the middle of the vav, besides for Shlomo Kluger's issue, if he knocked out the middle of the vav, you would be erasing the name of Hashem. Why? Why is erasing the vav of Shalom erasing the name of Hashem? So we need a little background. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Beis says that you're not allowed to say Shalom to a friend when you're in the bathroom, because Shalom is a name of Hashem. Okay? So Tosis there explains, it's not just a nickname of Hashem. It's not like I say Hashem, Hey Shin Mem, and what I mean is Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. No. Shalom is an actual name of Hashem that has Kedusha. And the Ran in Shabbos in that discussion cites Rabbeinu Yechiel, who says that you're not allowed to write the name Shalom on a letter, because the letter is going to be discarded in the garbage, and you're going to be putting Shemos in the garbage. And that's why many, many people, when they write the name Shalom, they won't complete it. Rebbe Yashiv, whose name was Shalom, did not complete his name Shalom whenever he wrote his name, according to this opinion of Rabbeinu Yechiel in the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, the Ran, in this whole discussion, leaves a very big question. How come it's not on the Gemara in Shavuos gives us a list of names of Hashem? So if this is one of the names of Hashem, how come the Gemara in Shavuos doesn't bring this name of Hashem? So he leaves it as a tzarchian. However, the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Tshuvas of the Rosh says that you can erase the name Shalom, and the Rambam himself doesn't even count Shalom amongst the seven holy names that you're not allowed to erase. But in the Perish HaMishnayis, in Masachas Brachos, the Rambam says you're not allowed to erase the name Shalom. The Pri Chadosh, He notes this contradiction, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't count Shalom amongst the names of Hashem that are holy. The Ramah does cite this idea to be careful not to erase the name of Shalom if you can. The Shach cites the Rush, who says people are not careful about this. So you have a lot of back and forth regarding if we're careful about it, if we're not careful about it. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a great idea from the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, no, we're misunderstanding it. If I'm using the word shalom because I want to give someone a bracha, I want you to have peace, so that is the name of Hashem. Because when I say shalom to a fellow Jew, so what I'm saying is, Hashem, who is the giver of all blessings, should give you peace. I'm invoking Hashem's name. But when I write down on a piece of paper and I say, "No, I really wish that there'd be, shalom between, the in-laws," so that means there should be peace, but not that I'm giving someone a bracha. So if I'm using shalom just to describe peace between two parties, so that doesn't have kedusha. But if I'm using shalom to bestow it upon someone, so that would possibly be a usage of kedusha. Now, that would infer how we understand the word brisi shalom. When Hashem says that I'm giving Pinchas brisi shalom, does that mean that Hashem is invoking his name that has kedusha, or does it mean that I want there to be peace? So that's up for debate. So why did I give this whole background to the following point? So he came to Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, and they gave him the following question. The guy, the owner of the Torah, wants to say shalom with a broken vav. But the sofer doesn't want to do it, because if he erases the vav, maybe he's doing what? He's erasing the name of Hashem. So listen to the brilliant suggestion of Rosh Hashanah and Orbach. He said, go back and go to the word shalom, and simply with ink, make the shin, the lamed, and the mem bigger. And make them bigger, and leave the vav the way it is. So it'll be smaller. So you'll follow those opinions who say that the vav ketia means it should be small. You won't be erasing the name of Hashem, and everyone will be happy, because you would have gotten you would have fulfilled everybody's requests without erasing Hashem's name. So I think that gives us a better appreciation for what's going on in Sefer Torah, and to see this little known and little discussed area of how Sefer Torah are written and what the letters should look like.